Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Wednesday. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that's often filled with a lot of misinformation, and that is just public education. We're going to examine some claims made in a recent Facebook post by Mariana Hernandez. If you want to check that one out for yourself, you can find that in the April edition of the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5 newsletter. The link to that newsletter is in our podcast description, just like it always is there. Mariana's post raised some important questions, and so today we're going to explore the data behind her findings. In this post, Mariana highlighted several widely circulated statements. One of those was the U.S. was number one before the Department of Education, we rank 31st, we spend more than anyone, and so on. There's quite a few that she has in her post here. So let's analyze these points, focusing on the data that she presented and providing a little bit of context. Now, Mariana referenced the claim that the U.S. was number one prior to the 1980 establishment of the Department of Education. As she noted, the PISA test, the PISA test, our current gold standard for international comparisons, that didn't exist until 2000. Therefore, any pre-1980 rankings would kind of lack some standardized international metrics. Also in this article, our author points out the 31st ranking argument, which is often cited in discussions about U.S. education in general. Now, as she correctly identified, this ranking typically stems from education system indexes like the World Population Review. Now, these indexes measure system-level factors like enrollment and spending, not direct student performance. As her post implies, this is distinct from the PISA 2022 results, which measure actual student achievement, where the U.S. ranks differently in reading, science, and math. Mariana brought up the claim that the U.S. spends more on education than any other nation. And as she emphasized, this comparison is complex due to our decentralized system. We have over 13,000 school districts in this country, 50 state systems, local property tax funding. All of these contrast sharply with the centralized systems of smaller nations, which are often used in these comparisons. Mariana also addresses the fact that 28% of grads can't read past a fifth grade level, which is a common stat we've been hearing a lot lately here. As she clarifies, this statistic is often misapplied. It actually refers to adult literacy, not the reading level of recent graduates. Her post correctly points out that the literacy challenges exist, but they stem from complex factors, many things like early childhood education access and socioeconomic disparities. Now, her post also touches on the role of the Department of Education. She highlights that it doesn't control our curriculum, which is a state and local responsibility. Instead, it focuses on civil rights enforcement, federal funding distributions, and support for marginalized students. Now, finally, Mariana raises the issue of state control over education in general. As she correctly states, there is no national curriculum, which of course then leads to significant variations across the states. She also notes that the differing test preparation strategies between the United States and many top performing countries regarding the PISA test, all of this combines together to give us some of that data that tends to be a little bit misleading. Her post effectively highlights the complexities and nuances surrounding the discussion of U.S. education. The key takeaway for all of us here is that a simplistic comparison is just going to lead to misleading statistics, and it often just obscures the real challenges that we face as educators in this great country that we call the USA. That's it for today's Morning Boost. We've explored the data behind the claims that were made in Mariana Hernandez's Facebook post, which, again, you can get more information on that and actually read that post for yourself by getting a hold of that April edition of the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5 newsletter. Links are all in the podcast description here today, so get a hold of that if you don't have it already. Let's focus on understanding the data. That's our goal. And we're going to work towards a more equitable education system. Have a great Wednesday. Thanks for being here with me today. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.